Hello, Michael.
Hey, Benjamin.
How you doing?
Good. Can you hear me all right?
I can. I'm going to pause the recording for a second. Welcome, everybody, to Awakening Plus. It is December 30, 2019. I'm Benjamin Burstein, of course. And as you can see on the screen, we also have with us Michael Parisi, our special guest presenter, and actually our first guest presenter since Awakening Plus debuted. So fulfilling a long promise there. And I'm really excited. Michael actually presented previously in a prior version of this program back when it was called Ease and did an amazing job. We got nothing but praise for him when he did his work before. And so we have him back again in his new and improved iteration. So let me tell you a little bit about Michael. He is a lover, explorer, and facilitator of the transformational process and advancement of human possibility. He bears a gift of catalyzing rapid shifts and the awakening of each person's pure potential. He does this within a space of presence, wisdom, and love. Michael has facilitated many individuals and groups. He's attended many courses and trainings to hone his abilities, including becoming a certified transformative coach and teacher, yoga instructor, healing practitioner in several modalities, and intuitive reader. Beyond all this, Michael's greatest training has been through the beautiful and challenging initiations of life itself as he dances the song of his intention to embody truth. From the depths of his heart, Michael delights in serving the vision of an awake, liberated, and empowered humanity. And Michael's website is uniquegenius.com, but it's not spelled like you would think. It's the word you and the word unique all blended together. So if you go to his site, you'll go to youniquegenius.com. Michael, thank you so much for gracing us with your presence here, and you are on. All for you, buddy. Go ahead.
Thank you for the introduction, and it's amazing to be with you all this evening, or wherever you may be, whatever time of day it may be for you. And I'm really looking forward to this. So I'll give you a little brief about the process that we're going to be going into and co-creating tonight. And so the title of it is Unique Genius Activation. And I'm also going to bring in the frequencies in the space to also launch us into the new year, into the new decade, into 2020 in a really beautiful and optimal way for all of us. And so the basics of the work that I do and that I'm going to facilitate here is working from the blueprint level of our being, which is really the individuated expression of life that we are. And from this level, our entire reality is created as individuals, inclusive of our body and our expression and our life. And so it is from this level, the core level, where we can actually create really powerful core level and rapid shifts. And so the is everything okay, Benjamin?
All good.
Okay, just checking. And so a great intention of this work is the integration of our non-physical and our physical being so that we embody our whole self, the full spectrum of ourself, and so that we express our divinity through our human form fully and in the unique way that we are imprinted. And so just to give an example of this, when we the beings that we really revere and that we put on our altars, like Buddha or Jesus, Kuan Yin, Krishna, these beings, there is something about them that we revere, that we really feel deeply drawn to and magnetized to. And it is that they've truly embodied their divine blueprint, their own genius. And this radiates a pure expression of the intelligence of life itself. And so that's the intention of tonight's session, and all of my work is to support and catalyze the embodiment of our true potential as human beings. So if we could just take a few nice deep breaths in together to ground into the space. So take a nice inhale in. And exhale, release. Inhale. And hold this at the top for a few seconds. And exhale. And one more deep inhale. And exhale. Now I invite you to start to notice. Just notice. Simply notice the space that you're in. Whatever feelings may be arising and falling. Any thoughts, any details of your experience in this moment. And I invite you to locate your spine in relationship to the environment you find yourself within in this moment. I invite you to breathe up from the core of the earth through a tube that connects directly into your roots. Breathe in this nourishing, brilliant, intelligent light and energy from the core of Mother Earth. And asking that her awakening grace move through the entirety of our system, the entirety of our being, rooting us and anchoring us . And as you continue to breathe and notice the breath, I invite you to notice what it is that's noticing. Notice that experience is coming and going, thoughts or feelings or sensations are coming and going, but there is this steady, stable space or awareness that is noticing it. This presence that has always been the same, even reflecting on memories as a child, memory from 5 minutes ago. There's been this steady presence throughout it all, no matter what the fluctuation of experience may have been or may be in this moment. there is that which is fully awake to the experience. And together we can take another deep breath in and ask the question, how can I be even more aware of my fully awake potential in this moment? And just continue to notice your tailbone, your spine, in relationship to the environment. Maybe there's a doorknob or an edge of a table. And you can create a coordinate, like your spine being a coordinate within the room in relationship to an object or objects. Maybe you triangulate yourself within the space from three objects in the room. This is really supporting being fully in presence in time with the physical body, not leaving it, but with it. And bringing our spirit or higher self fully in congruency with the physical body seamlessly. And start to notice the feet and the muscles in the feet, bottoms of the feet, in between the toes, the tops of the feet, ascending up and going internal, noticing the bones and the blood, the muscles, the ligaments, all the systems as we ascend up our bodies, just relaxing, releasing, unwinding, allowing the nervous system to just relax, to just be here. Fully here, fully aware. Sending up the body into the knees and the hips and the pelvis. Wrapping around, noticing the body, not just through a mental projection, but the actual feeling and pure awareness of the body. Notice that if you think about the body, it's almost a two-dimensional representation of it. It's flat. And yet, just the pure awareness of it is alive and more three-dimensional in its representation. So just noticing from this space. And ascending more up the body, up the spine, up the core, the organs. As we take another deep breath in from the core of the earth. Bringing this nourishing life energy into our bodies. into our beings. And wrapping up around the rib cage and the chest, and the shoulders. Maybe the shoulders relax a little bit, release any tension as we dissolve down into the arms, noticing the muscles, the bones, the ligaments, the nerves, the lymphatic system, this brilliant technology that we call a body, working in perfect intelligence. What is this intelligence? Could it be that this intelligence is the same intelligence that is keeping the planets spinning in orbit, growing an acorn into an oak tree? Just noticing the brilliance, the abundance of this intelligence that is right here, as you are, as we are. As we notice the hands and the palms of the hands and the uniqueness of each fingerprint, the brilliance of each fingerprint. Noticing that we may have thought we have known what this is that we're experiencing this life through what we've thought, what we've been taught, the beliefs that have been passed down to us, and we've experienced a finger by knowing what it is conceptually. But what if we could completely release any concept, any memory, and just see it and feel it and be it as it is? No past, no future, just this, just experience. Who and what are we without the concept of who and what we are? Could it be that we are this immaculate intelligence, this infinite creative potential that is creating all of existence in far more unfathomable ways than the mind could possibly conceive? As we ascend back up the wrists and the arms, the elbows, the shoulders into the neck, and noticing the throat all the way through the back of the neck, wrapping up into the jaw. Maybe the jaw relaxes, releases, unwinds any tension. Noticing the details, noticing the crease of the lips, how the lips meet each other. Maybe noticing some features about our face that we've never noticed before, through just experiencing. Noticing our cheeks and our nose inside and out. The skin. The eyes. The ears, back of the head, top of the head, wrapping around the entire head, maybe going in the ears, through the ear canals, and into the brain, really noticing the brain, left hemisphere and the right hemisphere. And this liquid, it's suspended in this magical liquid. Noticing the very center of the brain, the pineal gland. This communication device. And there are frequencies starting to flow in this moment. Maybe you start to feel your pineal gland awakening and activating. Maybe a tingling sensation right in the center of your brain. Maybe you notice some light. Whatever the experience may be, whether it is a sensation or no sensation, an experience or no experience, notice what's noticing that. I invite that. And the mastermind of our group is gelling now, is coming into a harmony. And I ask that our collective field, our group, is aligned with the highest expression of our self, our true self, our unique divine blueprint, our unique genius in its most pure expression, individually. And may we come together collectively, utilizing the power of our collective field to amplify our efforts, our co-creation, our transformation. And so you may start to notice some energies picking up the resonant field, congealing more. And I invite you to notice about arm's length around your body. This is the field of your blueprint, your own grid of being. And it is within this blueprint that the core level of the distortions that we carry from our past, from family lineage, and from the human collective at large are stored at the core level. And this is also where our true expression is stored, our true infinite potential, our gifts, our abilities. And so these distortions, they have over time seemingly covered over our brilliance, our genius. And we experience through these distortions or filters, and it becomes the identity of who we think we are. And yet it's not who we essentially are, most essentially. And so the limiting patterns that we may run in our lives that may seem to never end in ways, their root is here. And so it is from here that we can most efficiently and most effectively completely release. And as these distortions release, more of the light of our true nature, of our genius, is able to be expressed and embodied. So I invite you to take another nice deep breath in from the core of the earth. Really notice your spine and the curvature of your spine. And now call in the perfect calibration of our blueprints individually and collectively. To bring our blueprint into perfect harmonic alignment. Any kinks or distortions in the blueprint that are ready to be released in this moment, to be released and dissolved into their true potential. Calling in awakening grace, awakening grace, awakening grace. Maybe you feel or see this as it's beautiful white liquid light, like substances descending down, and it comes down above the top of your spirit or blueprint, descending down around your sphere, around your body, just encasing as it oozes down and drips down correcting any incongruencies in the field, bringing everything into harmony. A nice deep breath in and holding at the top for a few seconds. And exhale. Noticing the hips in the groin area. And supporting and anchoring for the group field as it feels like in this mastermind that it's easy for us to expand and to kind of float away from our bodies the intention here and the way to truly exist in our greatest potential in this human expression is to bring our being, our spirit, our genius around the body, so the body is a pure expression of it, fully anchored here. So just noticing the hips, noticing the groin, noticing that root connecting into the core of the earth. To bring in frequencies to support a deeper anchoring and being in congruency with the clock of nature, with the universal clock, that all nature exists in a perfect zero point in. And this is why when we look at nature, it's just so abundant. And look at raw nature, it's so abundant. It's self-perpetuating free energy. Self-perpetuating free energy. And it's in perfect presence. And so how we do that, how we become that expression is being in perfect congruency with this clock, with our physical body being a center point. The densest expression, the most crystallized expression of our infinite being. And noticing the legs, the knees, and the bottoms of the feet. Just really supporting being anchored here and stable here, right here. And the most efficient way to launch into 2020 and into the new year, into the new you, into a new life, is to have a strong, stable foundation. A true foundation. So that we can build upon that and live upon that. And from there, expand. Nicely done, everyone. Make a note here that this is a co-creation and that it is truly you who are in charge of your life and your experience. And your reality. So just notice the back of your hips and the bottom of the spine, the tailbone, the back of the hips, the back of the butt cheeks. And that muscle that wraps up around the spine, that, there's this one muscle, it's called the psoas muscle, and it connects the lower body to the upper body. It wraps around from the front of the hips and connects to our spine. Just noticing that in this moment. There's lots of frequencies coming in from our collective field, from the collective field of our higher selves, if you want to call it that, our blueprints. It's really supporting us being more anchored on Earth. As I was saying before, but it's just being very pronounced right now so that we can go into even higher frequencies and expansive frequencies in this session. Noticing the front of the core, the abdomen, noticing it wrapping around the back, around the sides of the body, just noticing this part of our body, inclusive of the hips and the groin. And so from the, basically the bottom edge of the rib cage and down into the hips and groin. Clearing out any distortions here of fear of being in bodies and being on this earth plane. Any distortions from family lineage or for the human collective at large from our past. And then noticing the chest. From the rib cage up into the chest, and really the heart area. The central heart area, or the non-physical heart, the center of the chest. And maybe notice almost like a string lifting up the chest, right in the middle, this sensation of it being lifted naturally. Any burdens, Just being lifted. Lifted, released. Noticing the solar plexus, just beneath the sternum. Notice that area. Notice a brightness illuminating from within in this moment. And it's actually the way that it's coming through is it's this beautiful golden frequency from the solar plex and coming up, rising up through the chest, through the heart, through the throat, up the face, wrapping around the head, and lifting, wrapping around the rib cage, up the back, up the spine, lifting, this beautiful, radiant light. Lifting in and all burdens, in and all pains, in and all imprints that are not actually who we truly are, that are ready to be released in this moment. And it's possible that you may be noticing feelings or memories of heaviness. You could be feeling euphoria. Know that whatever you're feeling is perfect. And if it is heaviness, if there is flashes of memories, maybe from past life or family lineage, or just archetypal human collective memories, know that that is just what's releasing from your system that you no longer have to carry anymore. And this is you making this choice, your own true self, your being. And there's these frequencies of confidence and empowerment that are coming in, just lifting from the solar plex. Maybe you feel a sense of even a royal-like energy as you stand tall in your expression, you stand tall in your being, in your brilliance, in your genius. Rooted. Fully rooted and fully anchored here in this space, in this time, in this density, in this brilliant, intelligent creation. And just notice the space that you're in. Notice this feeling. Being relaxed in your being, present. Maybe even a deep feeling of safety. Even if things are releasing, this deep feeling of safety. And this feeling of safety is you. It's your being. It's your physical body and non-physical body being connected, integrated, not going anywhere to meet our spirit, to merge with our higher self. Being wrapped up by our higher self as our higher self, if you want to call it that. Your true being. I invite you to just notice. This peace that is you. Notice how this, whether you see it or feel it, this golden light is turning into this beautiful white and blue frequency. Maybe you feel it as liquid, that's liquid light that's ascending up from the shoulders and up the neck, around the head. Just this deeply soothing presence. And a frequency coming in as you notice the center of your throat. Notice the throat and how it connects up into and through the mouth. And also notice in the very center of the brain, the pineal gland, this communication center. That links the physical body to its higher counterpart. this frequency to open up our expression, our own divine genius, our unique expression. You may feel it like a diamond, a white and blue diamond, clear white and blue diamond spinning in the center of the throat. Also notice the chest area. All the way into the chest, go deep inside the body. Just releasing any distortions in this area from the blueprint level to the physical level. And I can sense in this group that there is a shared imprints, whether there are experiences or families or just the human collective, of being hung or even beheaded or throat being cut for some reason for speaking and expressing the truth, for being an embodiment of the truth. And so just releasing these distortions so that our true expression may live free, may sing free. You may feel constriction around the throat right now as these constrictions are leaving and releasing. And I just invite you to stay aware of the body, stay aware of exactly where you are with the physical body in this moment, and just notice, neutrally notice. I invite you to take a deep breath in from the belly and bring it up into the throat. Almost stop it at the throat, in the center of the throat. And just hold it there for a moment. And release. Do this a couple more times. And release with a sharp exhale. Breath in. Also noticing the chest in this moment is, it's like this armor that's also being released. Armor over the heart. It's ready to be released. There's lots of false templates that are being released from our mastermind, from our individual and collective blueprint right now. And these aren't just temporary releases. These are from the core level. Notice how it can happen with ease and grace and efficiency. Calling forth our own divine signature, each and every one of our divine signatures, our unique genius signature, to come fully to life. To awaken. And to integrate with the physical body, to bring into integration our non-physical being and our physical being, into congruency, into harmony. I invite you to notice the brain or the head center, the heart center, and the belly, or even just a couple finger widths beneath the belly button. Just notice those three centers. Notice the brain as it's receiving an upgrade in a way. An expansion as dormant circuits reconnect and come to life. I invite you to notice the entirety of your body as a wholeness, and notice arm lengths around your body, your spirit or blueprint, and notice them in connection, like a seamlessness, like it's just a transition from the physical body to the spirit body. There's not actually a separation, and there's not actually two. It's not two. It's just a gradient, a transition, an expansion. I invite you to take another deep breath in from the core of the earth. And we're going to amplify the frequencies a bit. Amplify our genius signature to allow it to integrate more fully on a DNA level, on a cellular level, so that we move from this session embodied, more embodied in who we truly are in a permanent fashion. So I invite you to count with me. We're going to count from 1 to 10. And you can do this silently within yourself or out loud, whatever feels resonant for you. And start with 0. Just notice as the frequencies amplify. Notice your spine. 0. Breath in. Exhale. 1. Two. Three. Four. Five. And just notice here for a moment. And if you need to, if you feel you're at your max at any point, feel free to stop on your own. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. Noticing the spine. 10. Calling in the full activation of our genius signature in this moment in time, in our own divine blueprint, in its fullest expression that is aligned with divine will in this moment in time. May we move from this moment as a more full and whole embodiment of who we truly are. The DNA is just being upgraded right now, and there's quite literally new light, or we could say dormant light, that is opening up from the DNA and releasing through the system. Reconfiguring. And the nervous system, let's just upgrade the nervous system to be able to have a greater light quotient, a greater capacity to sustain higher frequencies. In order to do that, our nervous systems must be upgraded. So just allowing this, the nervous system, to be upgraded. And so you may notice the nerves, notice the brain and the nervous system. And the spine and throughout the entire body, connecting to all the organs throughout the entire body. And in all diseased cells, stagnant cells that are ready to be circulated, purified, awakened, doing that now. And just locking all of this in. So notice the center line from the crown, this pillar from the crown down to the core of the earth, and even it can ascend up through the crown, but this pillar of light just right in front of the spine, descending and ascending through the center of the body. Just noticing it as all these frequencies, these upgrades lock in and integrate on a cellular level, on a DNA level. And if you are a seer, a feeler, or however you experience, you don't need to be able to perceive this, but maybe just notice the blueprint, the spherical body around your physical body, and how it's shifted. Notice if there's any newness there, freshness there, more fluidity, more freedom, more expansion. Just take a moment here to rest in silence and stillness. Thank you all so much for participating in this and co-creating this very beautiful space and resonance. It's truly an honor to be here with you and to share with you. And I invite you, as we complete this session, if you're opening your eyes or if they were even closed in the first place, to really notice where you are once again, your physical coordinates. And moving on from this session, also really notice in moments where you are, notice your actions, and just from this neutral space, and really support your blueprint, your genius to anchor around and as your physical body, and it'll help you stay grounded and present. So I love you dearly, and Benjamin, I'm curious if we want to take questions or anything like that, or
what's your thought? Yeah, I'd love some. We typically, after a process, we'll open the floor to feedback if anyone has any questions or comments. So thank you, Michael. That was amazing. Really, really wonderful energy movement there. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So if anyone on the live call would like to give input, just unmute yourself. Or if you would rather type in the chat, that's fine, but we would certainly love to hear your voice. So it appears that you should be able to unmute yourself. If not, then you can raise your hand on the technical side of that. It looks like everybody on the call is coming in through a computer. So if you're on a larger screen, then at the bottom of the participants window, there should be a raise hand button. Or if you'd like to speak, just click your little microphone icon in the lower left corner and it should unmute you, or type in the chat window. So we'll leave a moment. Often, Michael, after a process, people need a little while to recover to even be able to do that. So we'll leave a little space here for anyone who wishes to participate in any of those ways. I'll just comment that I did feel a lot of energy moving during your process, and I'm feeling very light and expansive and joyful right now. So I definitely felt it. Looks like May has unmuted herself. Hey, baby, how are you?
Well, I just wanted to say hey to everybody. It's so good to be with you and to share the energy of this call. I mean, holy cow. I'm... in the hospital room right now. Doing this awesome meditation, and I feel like I probably will have the best night's sleep tonight that I've had in like a month. I want to thank Michael and to everyone listening for holding such incredible space mm-hmm. on this call. And I had to laugh because the med nurse came in a couple times while I was meditating, and I was like, oh crap, I don't know how to mute this, and so it just turned it down, and I was like, well, it'll be okay, it's okay, don't worry about it. That process was beautiful, and I found some clearing happening on either a deep mental space and possibly just a genetic place of clearing. And it's just so apropos for what's going on in our times right now in this day. So I just wanted to chime in, and I'm so proud of my baby for holding down the fort, but just so thankful to all of you for being part of this process this evening. Thank you very much. Love to all of you.
Thank you, baby. And for those who may not know the context, Makisla had a stroke a little over 2 weeks ago and is in a inpatient rehab right now, but definitely wanted to be part of the call. So thank you, baby, for your beautiful presence. We have got some people typing in the chat window. I'll just read out what people are typing. I'm gonna have to pick up my computer so I can read it here, so my video may get weird. So Diwakar's, sorry, let's go further back than that. So Jeannie says, kind of blissed out, so it's hard to talk out loud telepathically. Thank you, loving hearts. And Diwakar says, thank you both. It was very good and effective activation. And Julie says, wonderful and potent. Thank you. Felt fire moving through and physically moved a lot of energy through. Particularly impacting was the emotions of the throat work and guard armor of chest got chipped away at further. And then there's something else. I'm going to have to use my mouse to get to this. And Jeannie says, May, so much love to you, with some hearts. So it looks like some really good feedback, Michael. Looks like people really had some very powerful experiences here.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you all so much for giving your feedback. And Makisla, so amazing to hear your voice and to feel your presence. Thank you for sharing what you did. And I'm sending you lots and lots and lots of love and radiance for your recovery, and feeling you in such a beautiful presence, a beautiful space. So it's really sweet to feel that.
Okay, so looks like a spirit song. Would you like to share something?
Yes, greetings. It's really wonderful to share such high vibrational space. I'm just so deeply touched and felt as we were doing this, like I often do in what I call the twilight zone when I'm waking up in the morning and I'm moving back and forth from that place where the veils are so thin into the waking state. And coming and going with this process and feeling the group dynamic was so beautiful. Love to you, May, in your process. It was wonderful to share this with you, my beautiful soul sister. And Benjamin and Michael, I don't know that there's anyone else that I know personally, but feeling the radiant light coming through was so wonderful to share this time. I'm so grateful And it was one of those moments where Spirit spoke so clearly that I was to be present here. Mm. I'm so grateful to share it with all of you. Blessings to each of you and to all of us as a collective as we assist each other and this whole process of awakening, enlightening, shifting dynamics and dimensions that we're going through. Mm-hmm. So much love. Thank you.
Thank you, Spirit Song.
Mm. Yeah, thank you, Spirit Song. So good to hear from you and know that you're on this call. Thank you, truly.
It's a pleasure, truly. I'm honored.
Our Spirit Song, just hearing you speak right now raises the whole vibration. It's pretty amazing. We got some high-powered souls on this call. It's pretty wonderful.
Yes.
So, Michael, any other words from you before we before I even say that? So, any other people want to chime in or type something or say anything? Well, actually, there is something that got typed here. I'm just noticing it's from Sky. She wrote, "Amazing upgrade. Thank you and appreciate you sharing your wonderful gift, Michael. Blessings to May, XOXO." Oh, thank you, Sky. That's so sweet of you.
Thank you.
Last call for any comments, verbal or typed or anything. Looks like that's it. Well, Michael, so if people, I know I gave your web address at the beginning, but there may be a whole new interest in it now. Tell us again your website if people want to check out your work.
The website is uniquegenius.com, and that's U as in Y-O-U, unique, so Y-O-U-N-I-Q-U-E-G-E-N-I-U-S.com. Yeah, so if you want to connect with me, you can find me there or on Facebook. And I'd love to share more with you. And I'm also planning on doing some calls of mine in the future as well. I'd love to continue to share and explore.
Yeah, I've known Michael for many years, and he's been an amazing light for quite a while. But it looks like you're just now getting real with it and really putting it out to the world in a more serious way. So thank you for stepping up and sharing your gifts more fully now. It's a delight to see you blossoming like this.
Oh, thank you, Benjamin.
Okay, so any last words from you, Michael, before we wrap it up?
Yeah, I would just say that over the coming days, and especially as we enter the new year, just really do what you're already doing and be aware and notice if anything's releasing from the system, and also notice any newness and really take note of it and celebrate it. There was a lot that happened on a really deep level tonight, and it will, whether consciously or unconsciously, it will show up. And and please feel free to reach out to me after too, if you have anything that you want to share or if you're going through something. I love to be integrative support as well for the integration process, because that's a potent process, the integration piece. So feel free to reach out.
And they can reach you through your website?
Yes, so you can reach me through my website, and it's also my email address, which is posted on the website, is also uniquegenius@gmail.com.
Mm, spelled the same funky way, right?
Yeah. Yep, spelled the same.
Yeah. Cool.
I'm offering individual sessions on there as well through the website, and they can be totally customized in any way because I have several different types of offerings, but I like to fuse it all together and in an intuitive way that's attuned to your greatest expansion and growth and embodiment.
Sweet. Thank you, dear brother. So grateful that you've chosen to join us. And I know that the live callers obviously had a great time, and I'm sure the people on the recording will have a powerful experience. And my sense too, even though you've been referencing the actual moment we record this right here at the end of 2019, my sense is that this process will still be juicy even if it's done years from now.
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay, cool.
Definitely.
Okay, cool. Thank you. All right. Okay, so thank you again, dear brother, and thank you to everyone who's listened, whether you've been live or on the call. It's a real honor to have Michael, and we're wrapping it up for now. Thanks for being a part of Awakening Plus, and many blessings to you all, and good night.
Good night.